For 139 years now, the Chautauqua Institution has been a summer retreat where people from around the world go to learn and expand their horizons. Tom Becker is institution president. He says Chautauqua is truly unique.
We are the origins of continuing education in the United States. We are the preeminent expression of lifelong learning on the planet. We are a fixture of intellectual, artistic, religious, and societal convening in Western New York, and have been that way for 138 years. So we're historic as well. I also think that one way to describe Chautauqua Institution is that it is an entirely relevant workplace for our times. It's a place that convenes a community in the summer. That come together around ideas and expression and creativity and an overall moral and ethical construct. We're designed as a community that encourages personal contact, and that goes on both with those that come through the gates to attend events and those who come through the gates to be performers and lecturers and preachers and, you know, other elements of the program, so that literally everyone, once they acquire the space, are Chautauquans. And I think particularly in our society, in these times where globalization has made the world both small and terribly complex, the idea of having people come together, exercising that kind of dialogic is unusual and I think entirely necessary.
And it's interesting, this conversation takes place in a broad sense in the amphitheater with the morning lectures, but it also takes place on the front porch.
Well, that's exactly
right. The glass of wine at the end of the day.
Yeah. I think actually one might benchmark this is that it encourages internal conversation. You know, I mean, in our frantic lives, there just aren't those kind of opportunities anymore to take a quiet space and to think deeply about something. And that goes on here. And I think people often find their own voice here, and then that allows them, I think, to be more creative and engaged listeners and involved in a good conversation outside of themselves. So it begins on an individual basis and I think builds beyond. And your observation is entirely right. It's the unplanned moments here that are often the most rewarding.
I would assume that the people here aren't shy in sharing their criticisms and I'm sure the good things happening, but
No, for sure. But they come here because they believe in the values that run underneath what it is we're trying to do. Believe me, people come here to work on their expressive capacities and to work on their ability to be critical thinkers. And they don't leave that simply to the subjects that we put on the table. They look at us and they're engaged with us and hold us to that kind of standard of, you know, you've just created this new rule. You may or may not know it, but it has these consequences. What are you going to do about it? I work with a great group of people who are not only individually very good at the areas in which they are specialized. There's two other factors. One is they work wonderfully as a collaborative team. They listen to one another. We're our own worst critics, you know. But also they believe deeply in the purposes of this institution. There's not a cynic among them as far as that's concerned. So there's sort of a work of the soul that goes on here that I think manifests itself in how we carry it out. And I think also allows us to be inside this critical dialogue with members of the community, because I think there is largely the understanding that both they and we want the very best for this place and the work that's done here.
Tom Becker is president of the Chautauqua Institution. Public Radio Day culminates this evening with a performance of the Chautauqua Symphony Orchestra from the amphitheater that will air on our sister station, Classical 94.5 WNED. Mark Scott, WBFO, and AM 970 News.